Hi everybody. I'm gonna try to sound as cool and collected as I can, but I'm telling you, I'm really buzzed right now and bored, and I have errands to run later, but I'm just killing time right now. And I was looking through the questionnaires and I figured I would do one. I hope I don't get in trouble for doing an archive questionnaire. I was looking for the list, and a lot of these are archived, like they're like years old. But I wanted to pick one, a really interesting one, so I went with the sex and food questionnaire by Lottie Squeaks. This questionnaire is 4 years old, but sue me. I wanted to do it. I want to do it. Okay. And so let's just get on with it. Okay, so this is the sex and food questionnaire. So first there are the top fives. Five top fives. Top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. Oh my gosh, you threw fictional in here. That just throws in a whole other ball game. Are you serious? I'll start with real people first. I'll start with real people. So there's the ex porn star, Skin Diamond. I'd smash her. There's another ex porn star, Sasha Grey, who is like my adult industry idol in a way. I'd also smash her. There's a. I'm gonna sound really silly, but I cannot think of his real name. The actor, the main guy that plays in House, the TV show House. I forgot his name, but I would like to fuck him. I don't know if I ever will, but that'd be great. Okay, let me go to fictional, even though there's a whole other, like, CVS receipt list for that. Let's go with, how about Balthier from Final Fantasy XII? He's pretty fuckable. And, let me think. Yasuo, from Final Fantasy VII's Advent Children. I like, as far as fictional characters go, I find myself liking a lot of like androgynous characters. It's like really feminine looking guys. Long hair, really soft, awesome features. It's just I'm totally rambling right now. Okay, so let's just move on. I gave you my top five famous fucks. Top five foods you would consider a romantic dinner. Okay, so I guess there's sushi, even though I don't like sushi, so I don't even know why I said sushi. I like avocado rolls, but that's not really sushi, that's a vegetable with rice. There's steak, of course. I'm really good at making ribeyes, so I could just make that myself. And then make another one for my partner, my guest for the night. That'd be romantic. What? What is it? That was my fucking cat. Let me see. I never really thought of romantic foods. I just eat whatever I want. Unless we skip to dessert, like chocolate covered strawberries. Chocolate covered marshmallows. I just eat whatever I want, like on a date. It could be anything from like pizza or shish kebabs to like flan. Actually, no, not flan. I've never had flan, you guys. All right, I'm gonna go on. Top five favorite places to be kissed. My neck, down my back. My legs, lips, of course. And the rest. depressed. The thing, I'm really ticklish. Like, my skin's really sensitive, so I was gonna say like my thigh or my feet or something along those lines. But if I'm kissed there, I'm just gonna like giggle, 'cause I'm really ticklish there. Okay. Top five childhood favorite foods. That would have to be, what are they called? Are they called Smuckables? Like those frozen PB&J sandwiches. I don't know why I like them, but I did, and they were absolutely delicious. And there's Stouffer's mac and cheese. And then I loved corned beef hash. And then mac and cheese in general. excuse me. Alfredo pasta. All the stuff I liked as a kid, I still like today. So, mashed sweet potatoes. I would die for some mashed sweet potatoes right now. Okay, top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. I don't even know if I have five of those. But I guess one, what I guess would be, I was listening to an audio on GWA, and the theme was like doppelgangers, like two of the same person. And so you would hear two of the same guy, but in the audio they'd be two different people, and that turned me on intensely. And I never thought it would, because I never listened to that type of theme before. You know, usually it's like a what do you call it? When two people get together and they collaboration. That's it, collaboration. Usually, I listen to like collaborations where it's two different people, but not like the same person acting out two different people at the same time. So I heard that, and that was fucking insane, and I was turned on. I listened to that audio for like a week straight, like morning, afternoon, evening, late night. It was insane. And I did not expect to be turned on by that. And that's literally, honestly, all the rest of the stuff is pretty common on Reddit, I think. Literally, I cannot give you top five because that's the only one that I would find the strangest or silliest. Okay, so the next section is just sex questions. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? Have sex. No, I'm totally kidding. But no one would suspect that I'm in the DDLG or in the BDSM as a whole. Like, I'm guessing that when I like get out of my car, go to the gas station or some shit, people look at me and their first thought probably isn't that girl probably has like a professional dom. In fact, she might even have two doms. I don't think that's what people see or think when they see me walk by. Usually they think I'm just normally they just think I'm a high schooler, because I look really young. And so I throw off a lot of people when I actually do let them get to know me personally. And so as far as sex goes, it's like there's that. So I have a lot of kinks, very submissive, very turned on by pain, and so most people would not suspect me of that. Even most of my friends that I know are open-minded. So I guess there's that. Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric. Oh God, what do I even say? Let me see. What is that one movie called? That's a really hard question. I guess my sex life is kind of insane. I can't think of a movie or a song or a single song lyric that would describe it. Let me see. I gotta get like way down into my forebrain. This is gonna be a really long fucking recording. I hope you guys know that. Because I'm not sober and this is making me think really hard. pardon. I guess I'll go with You know what? I'm gonna come back to that question. I'm thinking way too hard right now. This is overwhelming, you know? Okay. Next question. I'll come back to it. I promise. I pinky promise. I ankle swear. Whatever you guys do. What words can a sex partner use that'll make you go, take me now? Let me see. Words. Like stuff like you're not a bad girl, right? Or like you belong to me. Like really, really possessive words. Like you know what? I can't. Oh wow. If I think about this too much, I'm gonna get aroused right now. Okay, so I don't want this to be like too NSFW. Okay, I named a few. You pretty much already got the theme of it. No, stuff like good girls, my baby girl, you belong to me, who do you belong to? And I guess testing my trust in a way, like they ask me, like I know better than to say something different. Like, who do you belong to? It's like, is this ass mine? Stuff like that. Okay, I don't want to get too deep into this. Okay, so how long does foreplay usually last for you? It really depends on the guy. Like, some guys take like 30 minutes just to get me all up and aroused, but then they know I like to be teased, so they do that on purpose. And then you got guys that there really isn't any foreplay at all. You sit on the bed, you whip your dick out, you sit on it, and you just get straight to it. So, and so I don't really complain either way. I guess it really depends on my partner at that moment. So there's that. I don't think there's really a median as far as how long it usually lasts. I don't think. Okay. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? Breathing. I'm pretty intrigued by breath play, like more than just simply choking or grabbing by the throat while I'm getting fucked. Like I'm legit interested in like breath play, mild moderate asphyxiation, because you know once you restrict that and they let go, it's like all your other senses become like intense, like hypersensitive, and it makes everything feel so amazing and it's great. I really like it. And so I don't want to like do it to the point of like passing out. Like there's some people that like that, and no, I don't. I'm really scared about that. Like that's something I have to do research on. Okay, so there's that. You can restrict my breath anytime. So, does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? No, for me, not necessarily. I'll just be happy if I can just have a dick in my mouth or a dick in me. Just sometimes it's not so much the orgasm I'm craving, it's just I just like the sensation of having dick in my vicinity. You know? And so I'm really, so that's why I gotta explain to a lot of guys, like, they're always scared that I'm gonna be, like, displeased or unsatisfied because I didn't get off. I'm like, no, really, I just don't give a fuck. I just wanna fuck, to put it short and bluntly. Also, my cats are hyper right now, so if you hear a lot of skittering or running around, that's them. Food questions. Ah, the best. My two favorite things, sex and food. What's your favorite type of breakfast food? I'm really basic. I like pancakes or waffles or French toast. Cheese eggs. Cheese is an obligation. Like, if there's no cheese in my eggs, like, don't even bother. Just give it to somebody else. And omelets. Was I only supposed to give one answer? I just named off, like, literally almost every breakfast item possible. But I'm just gonna... Do I really have to pick just one? Cheese eggs. I love cheese eggs. I could live off of cheese eggs. Whether if it's egg or an omelet, just give me some cheese eggs. What is your favorite type of dessert? I'm also really basic with this question. I just like any type of chocolate. Whether it's a chocolate bar... chocolate cake, chocolate fondue, chocolate. Just give me all the chocolate. Okay. Do you describe to the cook doesn't clean idea where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing dishes? Why or why not? I mean, I'm not even, I've never, I don't even know because I've never been at, I think I've only been in this situation once, and that was when I was like 9 years old. But I'm such a neat freak. I'm such a neat freak anyway, where it's like I cannot, as soon as the dishes hit the sink, I wash them. Like, I cannot have any dishes just sitting in my sink, even if there's somebody else's. Now, of course, if there's roommates, of course, I'll probably nag them for a bit, you know, like, clean up your shit, you know. And so... Maybe that's why it's always been like a to each his own type of thing, where it's like, obviously, if you put that plate in the sink, you clean that plate. If that's someone else's plate, that someone else has to clean that plate. And that's a whole other discussion, and it brings me back to traumatic times in college. I don't want to think about it. All right. Either way, the dishes will be done in my situation. How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order takeout or delivery? 90 as of recently, like 99% of the time, because I just moved like almost 2 months ago, and ever since then I have yet to buy like the first load of groceries for the house. Like, the only thing in my fridge right now is coffee, creamer, and booze. That's literally it, because I haven't bought groceries because it's just been more convenient for me to just eat as I'm going along doing whatever I have to do. And it's really bad. Like, I don't like doing that for health reasons and for financial reasons. Like, I used to do my own home cooking for a very long time, and I enjoyed it. And I would love to get back into it. So that is one thing I really have to change pretty soon. Okay, so have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom, and what was the occasion? I think the only time I've been served breakfast in bed was when I was also in college, and my now ex was with me. And we were in a hotel room because it was a long distance relationship. He was visiting me for the week, and we were in a room, and he brought me like a muffin and and some biscuits and gravy. And I think that's literally the only time I've had like breakfast in bed, quote unquote. And so it wasn't anything super fancy or anything like that. It just saved me the trouble of getting up at 7 in the morning. Because I really hate that hotels have breakfast so early and in such a short span of time. Like, I am not a morning person. I don't want to fucking wake up at 7 for a dry ass biscuit, you know? Okay, so there was that. And the occasion was, well, he was visiting for the week, you know. Is there any type of food that you only like prepared in a special way? You mean like eggs that I mentioned earlier? They have to have cheese, no matter how they're prepared, like scrambled or sunny side or over easy, over hard, whatever. If there's no cheese, I'm not eating it. That's the easiest answer I can come up with, you know, because I already mentioned it. As far as anything else goes, no, that's the main thing. That's pretty much the main thing. Just cheese eggs. Just put some cheese in my eggs, and not hard to please, I promise. Name, okay, this is a whole other section now. Name a sex act and a food item that you wish you tried sooner. Let me see. You wish you tried sooner. As far as sex goes, honestly, I think the timing was perfect. Like, from the very first time I had sex, which was when I was almost 19, to now, I think I was pretty experimental. So I tried everything when I wanted to, and well, I haven't tried everything, just whatever I thought of at the time. I took care of it pretty soon, because you know I don't knock anything till I try it. And so, as far as sex goes, I don't know. I feel like I was a late bloomer because everyone else lost their virginity. You know, everyone else seems to lose their virginity pretty early, but I waited. Not that I really had a choice because I didn't really see a lot of people, but it's okay. Now, a food item I wish I had tried sooner. Fried cheesecake. It's like literally to die for. I've only had it one time, and that was 2 years ago, and I can't believe I've been on this planet for this long, and I haven't tried it till then. It's like, holy shit, why does nobody else do this? Like, this is over like someplace at the beach, and I'm just like, fried cheesecake, what the fuck? And I tried it, it's like, holy fucking shit, it's like fucking, I just creamed in my mouth, you know? Okay, that's what happened. I had the fried cheesecake, and I wish I had learned about this delicious fucking dessert like when I was 4, but no, I waited till 2 years ago. Okay, so name a sex act and food item that you tried once and never would again. Never would again? I don't know. Never is a strong word. So, I tried anal, and I definitely don't like it. But who's to really say that I'm never gonna do it again? I absolutely don't want to do it again, but never do it again? I don't know, man. Sounds pretty restrictive. Look, listen to me being all physiological. I guess to make it easy on myself, I'll just say anal. It's like, been there, done that, don't want to do it again. As far as a food, cauliflower. I fucking hate cauliflower. And as long as I have something to say about it, I will never put it in my mouth again, like ever. Ever. Like, I fucking hate it. It's absolutely disgusting. You know what? No, I'm not. If there are any cauliflower lovers out there, I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. I hate it. Disgusting fucking shit. Your name is Sex Act That You Can't Live Without. Sex. excuse me. Just sex in general. Any type of sex, any act of sex, just sex as a whole. Like, there's been, I have had very on and off suspicions that I'm like an nymphomaniac, like a sex addict. So as far as having sex, like if I'm not doing it, like at least, I guess it, of course, it all depends on mood and shit like that. But I think the longest I've gone without sex was like, not counting times where I've been sick, obviously, where I wasn't in the condition to have sex. But general life, the longest I've gone without it was like a week, and I went fucking insane. Like, it was like the only thing that was in my mind the entire time, and I forgot why I went that long without. I forgot why I went that long without sex. I think my boyfriend was at the was in the hospital or something, and I really wasn't interested in seeing anyone else at the time because they couldn't really satisfy me. So I just held myself back. But nowadays, it'll probably be like maybe 2 days tops. Like, that's the window. That's the longest window that I'll go without having sex. Like, if I'm not having sex like all the time, I'm gonna worry. Like, it literally agitates me. And so, I don't know how it got to that point. It's not like I'm complaining about it. It's just I just worry that I bug people, because like, especially with like my closest partners, like my primaries, so to speak, like you gotta do it like at least once a day. Like, I'll be even happier if it's twice a day, maybe three times a day, just every hour on the hour, and so what question am I answering again? All right, can't live without. Okay, so in a nutshell, I don't think I can live without sex. It's just too good for me. It's wonderful. Now, a food item I can't live without. Does coffee count as food? I really like coffee. I feel like it's held me back from smashing a lot of people's heads in. No, I guess it has to be something I have to chew and swallow. Well, I always say that I could live off of sweet potatoes, like mashed sweet potatoes. So maybe that's my answer. I can't live off of sweet potatoes. I fucking love sweet potatoes, whether it's by itself or if it's mashed or baked or in a pie. Like, I fucking love sweet potatoes. And this questionnaire is making me really passionate. I don't know if you guys notice, but I think it's okay. I think it'll be okay. Okay, so name a sex act that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Probably whenever I'm doing a, probably doing a scene, with either of my doms. I got my boyfriend here who I've been with for 5 years. He's a professional dom, and so he's like my dom. And anytime we do a scene, whether it's like with breath play, bondage, riding crop, flogger, all that good, amazing shit. Oh, every single time we're done, I'm just like in this super. I don't even know how to describe it in like basic terms. Like, I'm in like this really happy but foggy euphoria. Like, there's like a high that comes with getting into that sort of thing, whether or not we actually have sex during then. And it's fucking incredible, I don't think I can reach that high with just regular vanilla sex. I know for a fact that I can't. So usually, anytime we're acting or playing with any sort of fetish that I have, that will really drive me over the edge, and that'll bring me that warm and fuzzy and happy feeling, quote unquote. Okay, next section. Sex and food together. Have you ever been horny and hungry at the same time? Probably 23 hours a day. That might be an exaggeration, but I mean, I've probably felt more horny than hangry, you know, because I love sex, I love food. Even when I'm not actually hungry or horny, I'm just thinking about it all the time. And you guys don't help with your deliciously done audios and shit like that. So, yeah, a good majority of the day I'm horny. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? I'd probably eat it off him, but me, I'm extremely paranoid about like yeast infections and shit. I don't want to put any sort of like sweet or food or edible substance like towards my punani. Like, I'm so paranoid about that because I'm so prone to that kind of thing. It's like, no, every time I see it in porn or whether it's amateur or professional, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Oh my God. I can't even think about it just 'cause. I mean, I won't actually wear it, but I guess I'll just like eat it by itself, like just casually sitting at a park with a pair of candy panties in my hand, and I'm just biting off the candies one by one while everyone and their fluffers walk by. Okay, so next question. Did you ever eat a meal off a sex partner's body? And so, what kind of food? I'm down for that. So as long as they showered, of course. You know, you wouldn't eat food off a dirty plate, so don't eat food off a dirty body, of course. Unless it's like a three-course meal and you got the remnants of whatever. What if it's like dessert, or of course, like. The cliche sushi table. And again, I don't like sushi. I don't understand why I'm making that example. I'm trying to get into sushi though. I'm exploring my options, see what I do and don't like. But as a whole, I've never liked seafood. That's why I always eat these veggie rolls. I'd eat veggie rolls off my partner. That could be good. I'd also eat cake. Maybe pasta. You like take one end of the noodle and just slowly but surely slurp all the rest off of their chest. Ice cream. That might be kind of cold for them though. I have to eat it in a hurry. I feel like there's a lot of options for this question, but I can't really think of any. Most of it would be dessert, of course, or fruit, like just make them like a human fruit platter with grapes, apples, oranges, pineapple, all the good shit. All right, so that's what I would do. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter and why? Probably anything with onions or beans or just any type of food that makes you really gassy, because now you got all this gas built up in your body, and every single time the dick prods my stomach, it forces out a fart. Like that's literally just the brutal truth to that scenario. And so, but that could be for anybody, whether or not, no matter who you are. Like, if you have a bunch of eggs or a bunch of beans or just a lot of starchy shit, you're gonna feel really bloated, constipated, and letting out a whole lot of natural gas. And you're gonna like You're gonna like hot box the room. Okay. Before I get too deep into that, the last section. This is the last section. This or that questions. Over the knee spankings or a bend over in front of me spankings? Over the fucking knee. 200%. Okay. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Vanilla. I love vanilla ice cream. And giving or receiving oral sex? And giving, please. No, I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna think about it. Cake or pie? It really, honestly, that really depends. I kind of like both equally. But pies are usually pretty, really sweet. And I can't eat pie all the time. Like, most cake that I have isn't as overbearing as pie, so it depends on the occasion and what I ate before or how I'm feeling. But I guess I could go with cake. Cake. Full of cake. Gags or blindfolds? I'm gonna go with blindfolds. When making a PBJ, peanut butter first and jelly, or jelly first and peanut butter? Peanut butter first, that's always been my routine. Facing each other or from behind? That is a toughie. Most of the time, I'm facing them, but usually behind. It's like you got the whole illusion of you can't see what they're about to do, and that's pretty hot too. All right, and last one. Oh, nope, that's not the last one. Sour or spicy? Spicy. Not that I don't like sour. I love sour, but I love spicy more. And finally, what kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic? Probably like baked mac and cheese with some sauteed chicken breast or grilled. I could grill chicken breast too. Pardon me. Or I could braise some fucking ribs. That is something I'm really good at. I loved fucking braised ribs. You see how deep I think about this shit, and I've been drinking, and that doesn't make it any easier for me. That all? No, that wouldn't be all. I bring more than just mac and cheese and ribs. But what all could I make? I could also make pasta. I could make some delicious Alfredo fettuccine pasta or Alfredo penne. I like to switch it up with my pasta options. Like, why does one sauce have to be restricted to one noodle, one protein, you know? And that is all. That is everything. Okay. It's only 40 minutes long. Well, 38 minutes and 27 seconds. I was more involved in this than I thought I was gonna be. That's all it is. But it was really fun, and it took just the right amount of time because I gotta go out and do things I really don't feel like doing. But that was really cool. That was my first questionnaire, and I think I hit the nail on the head with most of those questions. Oh, you know what? No, you know what? I promised. I ankle sweared. There's that one question that I forgot. Describe your sex life with a movie's title or a song lyric. Fuck my life. I still can't think of an answer, you guys. Please don't hate me. Because I know so many songs about sex, and I don't really watch a lot of movies. And the movies I do watch, not all of them have sex scenes. Surprise, surprise. So let me see. What would be a good movie to describe my sex life? Cheaper by the dozen. Can I can I just use that as a scapegoat? That's not a serious answer. No, not cheaper by the dozen, but that's literally the first thing that came to mind. Okay, I'm gonna go. This is making me think too hard. And I'm gonna listen to this later and be like, what the fuck? They're gonna judge me so hard. But you know what? I'm not gonna take it down. This is happening. I don't care. It'll be fine. Okay. I hope you guys enjoy my fucking drunk ramble. And you have a wonderful day, evening, whatever time it is where you are.